This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. I want to focus on something that I thought everybody possessed and learned that they didn't. You know what I'm talking about? It's a very simple word. It's called courage. Courage. I thought everybody had courage. I thought everybody had a breaking point. Well, they said, okay, it's on. I don't care who the toughest guy in the world is. It is now time for you and me to go man to man, hand to hand. It's on. Dude, I figured it would be something like push your child. You know, hit your kid. Hit my kid. Watch. Tell me you're the baddest guy in the world. Tell me you got a weapon, you got a knife, whatever. Hit my kid and watch what happens. You hear what I'm saying? I think most parents would agree with me. I'm speaking metaphorically here. Hit somebody's kid, what do? They want to go after you. Even, I think people that don't have kids, they can relate to that.
Well, you hit my kid, I mean, I don't have any kids, would you?
Yeah, you don't have to have kids to feel that, but you know that's the case. Hit somebody's kid, threaten to. They don't have to have a kid. Say, look, if you had a kid and I hit your kid, what would you do? Right? I'm thinking everybody says, oh, I'd kick it, bitch. Boy, we'll be on like Donkey Kong, right? But it's not the case. It's not the case. People are chicken. They really are. They're inherently fight or flight. It's flight. Get out. Run. Go. Head for the hills. You know the old joke when the bears come out of the woods and the guy says, what are you doing? The guy stops, put on his tennis shoes. He says, you can't outrun that bear. And he says, I don't have to outrun that bear. I got to outrun you. And he's in the wind. That's what people do. They look at what's the easy way. How do I get out of a situation? And for the record, we are human beings. We are supposed to talk ourselves out of situations. I get that. But I'm saying when your back is against the wall, what do you do? I'm thinking, I grew up, and you guys know this about me. It was in my first book. I'm thinking that no matter what, you fight it out. You know what I mean? There's no army behind you. But I always thought that there was an army behind me. I was convinced of that. It's funny, when I wrote my first book, I had about 2,000 people say to me, Kevin, you write a book, I'll buy the book. And we did a poll. If I write this book, will you buy it? And we did a poll on the website at the time. And 2,000 people said, you write a book, man, I'll buy that book. Shoot. So 200 books is what we sold. Out of the group of the 2,000, it was one-tenth that actually backed it up. One of my buddies, Joe the Plumber, said he was going to run for public office. All the way up until the point of Joe declaring he was going to run for Congress, people were like, you should run for Congress, Joe. You're an honest guy. I donate to your campaign. So Joe decides he's going to run for Congress. And he calls me up. He says, dude, where are the donations? Where are the people that said, I'll give you my 10, my 20, my 50, my 100 bucks? Non-existent. Guy couldn't raise enough money to pay make a mortgage payment. And he's going, these are the people that said they want you to do it. You're an honest man, an honest Joe, average Joe America, blah, blah, blah. Didn't donate a nickel. Look, I know it was during the time of Obama. It was rough for everybody. But don't tell people you're going to do something and not do it. That's, to me, that's one of the things that you want to be known for, is being able to say, you know, oh, man, if so-and-so says it's going to happen. But I can tell you, and look, I'm not trying to condemn you folks. I'm not at all. But I'm going to tell you about yourselves from time to time. You know, we talk about this conservative movement. We talk about the people we follow, the people we want to support. I question, are you being serious? Are you serious about it? Do you have the courage of commitment? There's a saying by a gentleman, he was a philosopher, a French philosopher, his name is Albert Camus, and he says, those who lack courage will always find a philosophy to justify it. And he had a thing that he called absurdity. Yeah. Widely acknowledged as the greatest philosopher of the absurd. And his idea was simple. He said, human beings are caught in a constant attempt to derive meaning from a meaningless world. Now, I can apply this in so many ways, but I want you to marinate on that for a while. Meaningless world. I talked about this the other day. I get up every day. I do the same thing. I start fighting these leftists. Now, the question is why? Is it because I'm so courageous and want to fight? Oh, no, it's Kevin. He just likes to fight. Or am I trying to find meaning? And the answer is no. I already know the world is meaningless. See, if you go to the Bible and you look in the book of Proverbs and you get all the wisdom of Solomon, but then in the book Ecclesiastes, you know what Solomon says? All the stuff we do is vapor. Chasing of money, chasing of fame, chasing of whatever, it's all vapor. Because unless you believe in something bigger than you, it's all vapor. So you know what I believe in? I believe that all the effort that we put in here, though it's meaningless here, it carries through in some form. Not by my name. It isn't like the cosmos is going to be whispering, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson. for the rest of infinity. I don't even care. I understand the level of insignificance I have in the world and in the world once I'm gone. It is of zero consequence. But I get up and do it every day. Because I think the bigger picture is important. And I believe, for whatever reason, because you can't get it out of me, is that having that courage to do it, to confront it, is going to mean something somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe I am a victim of the philosophy of the absurd. But I think that many of us, while we're here, we admire the people who demonstrate courage. Who say, you know what? I know that goes against the grain. I know that's not what you believe. I know that you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't follow this course of action, whatever. I believe there are people that say that's an admirable trait. And for me, there's something, I don't know. There's something inside of that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think cowards are going to spend a whole lot of time being thought of in eternity in any way, shape, or form. I don't think that's a trait you want to take with you anywhere. I'm a coward. Anyway, there's something else that was said about courage. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, when loving someone deeply gives you courage. And I think that the love of this country, the love of, because it isn't a philosophy for me, it's the love of the country and what it's done for me to get me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Jeff and Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about courage. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And I read a quote from a guy. His name is Lao Tzu. And he says, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. And it's such a deep thought when you think about it, because that's why when politicians do things that we like, I say to you guys, you got to tell them. You got to let them know. See, Donald Trump loves America. I know it's crazy, right, that there's a politician that actually does love the country and puts in policies, showcases that love. Well, you know what gives him strength? You pushing that back to him. I want you to think of everything that's going on. The evil that conspires against every single thing that Donald Trump does. And we're talking about insane evil. Consider, Trump's tax plan gives money back. They've already looked at these numbers. They said 91% of Americans get their money back. So 9% don't. I don't know who they are. You guys can parse the legislation yourself and take a look. But 91% get their money back. And there are people mad. There's a big faction of this country that goes, can't believe this stupid tax plan. What's it going to do, man? It's going to do. And whatever they say, it can't do worse than anything Obama did to this economy. It'll bankrupt. Well, okay, so what did Obama do? The man who called it almost treasonous for George Bush to have added so much debt, put it on the backs of the American people, doubled not only Bush's, but doubled everybody else's combined. What's he going to say? What is the left going to say about this tax plan that gives you your money back? Nothing. Anything that they would argue is a lie. It's subterfuge, but that's what they do. That's what they've become, is contrarian. Why? Ideology. Ideology. Too weak to just say to themselves, you know what? This is working. Too big of a chicken? Is that the right word? Too afraid to admit that they were wrong in their assessment of Donald Trump, wrong in their assessment of his policies that have almost got the stock market at 25,000. It's already up again. Well, how should we take bets on when the stock market will reach 25,000? Anybody think it'll be more than a week? Should we take bets on when it'll get to 26,000? Should we take bets on if it will get to 26,000? Now, I don't care about the stock market. I mean, I'd like to get something out of it. But I'm saying that's not the barometer of whether or not this is a good presidency or not. It's just one of the indicators. And the fact that Trump's not using quantitative easing or printing of money to buy his way into that market. And that he's actually shored up the weak market of Barack Obama in a very short amount of time. That's what it means. But outside of that, I don't really care. Because I can look at all the other things. I can look at low unemployment. Then look at what's going to happen when we look at retail. Sometime later this month, by February, they're going to know the impact that Donald Trump's presidency, first presidency, full as president, had on Christmas. And these numbers are going to blow your mind. You're going to start getting, look, we're rehashing here a bit, but it's worth it. It's worth going back over some of this ground. In the last year of Obama's presidency, he lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs and told us they wouldn't come back. Trump, in his first year, added 171,000 manufacturing jobs. So, forgetting the delta, which is a pretty substantial number, just ask yourself, what do you think is going to continue to happen with manufacturing? If Donald Trump is bringing in, 15,000 manufacturing jobs per month, while Barack Obama was losing 17,000 manufacturing jobs, In his last year, he lost 17,000 jobs in his last year, and Donald Trump is creating 15,000 a month. I mean, those are some numbers. There's a saying, it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. And the difference between that statement applied to Donald Trump and applied to Barack Obama couldn't be more, you could show a bigger dichotomy. Barack Obama never grew up. Do you think Barack Obama wants you to know who he really is? Be honest. Do you think you got the full story about him? The answer is no. I'm just going to help you here. But Donald Trump says, here's my story. I filed bankruptcy. You remember when I'll never forget this. He says, there's some bad guys I was doing business with. Yeah, we lost money, but they weren't, he was literally throwing his partners under the bus. And I thought, this guy doesn't even know how to answer a question. Because it reached out to people on the campaign and said, why would he say that? He should have said, yeah, we had some winners and some losers. And, it pains me to file bankruptcy because it means that, we weren't successful. It means that we've got to take a loss, and I'm not used to that. But I had a lot more wins than losses. But he didn't say that. He goes, there were some bad guys I was dealing with, and you know what? They took a hit. Big deal. That's the way business is. And what he was saying is, that's life in the big city, buddy. That's the life in the fast lane. Get over it. He wasn't trying to placate us because it would sound good. Now, between you and me, I think mine still sounds better. But I no longer look at what he said as like, wow, that was really stupid. No, it wasn't. It was him saying, here's what I am. I wasn't dealing with choir boys. I'm dealing with people that were all trying to make money. And in those four instances where I had to file bankruptcy, every one of us took a bath. And it wasn't like these guys were, you know, Mother Teresa and we didn't get to feed the widows and orphans. These people have plenty of money. And we lost. We made a bet. We rolled the dice, whatever you want to put up. Use whatever metaphor you want. We lost. And they're going to be better. They're okay for it. I'm okay for it. That was the way business works. But Barack Obama would have put a, you know, a nice little thing on it. Because he wouldn't have had the courage to tell you, you know what? I lost. Big deal. He'd have to make it sound,
well, it wasn't really a loss. I mean, you know, you got to understand. It's not a loss there. The way things work, you know, people came in, they bought it up, and, you know. And of course, I worked very hard to make sure that
he'd give you 50,000. Who shot Johns? Without telling you anything, the only thing he would want to make sure that you understood was how great he was. Trump made no. Yeah, so what? I filed bankruptcy. That's what the laws are there for. You remember saying that? You guys remember that? He said, that's what the laws are there for. I took advantage of the laws. And he says, but you know what? Maybe that shouldn't have happened. Maybe that's why I'm put here in this place at this time to explain to you that those laws shouldn't exist. We shouldn't burden you with my ability to take the risk. Yeah, should business people be able to take a risk? They certainly should. Laws are written so with the people that want to get out there with the courage to do so can do it. But we got to balance that with what's good for the public good, the greater good, and not that leftist greater good. Courage. That's what we're talking about. And we're going to go. We got a lot to talk about. Pakistan and Super Meat, if we get to that. I hope we do. Hang in there, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got a ton to talk about. New revelations with the FBI, what they've discovered about these crooked Clintons, this crooked FBI. Congressional investigators have uncovered a lot of things. And I'm just telling you, this year is going, from a political perspective, this year is when you get to put on the big boy pants. And you don't need a cup, you don't need a mouthpiece, because you've been honed for battle, and you don't need a shield. All you need is your sword, because you're not going to get touched. Welcome, everybody, to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so overjoyed to be able to share everything that I'm learning day in and day out, because, you know, that's what I do. I study this stuff now every single day. And by the way, thanks for those who write to me saying, Kevin, we want to see more of you on Fox. Look, I know. I mean, I appreciate that. It's a lot of work, and here's what I mean by that. They call me up. They say, Kevin, we want you to come on. They want me to go on Fox and Friends this weekend. I got a note, I don't know, probably Tuesday of this week. Kevin, can you come on? I said, yeah, I can do whatever day. So I don't know if I'm going to go on or not, but that's what happens. And then so I don't even know what the topic is. But here's what I do. I can tell you. I have to make sure I have my dry cleaning out of the dry cleaning, the place. And I have to make sure I've got shirts that fit, and I have to look at my wardrobe, and then I know it's going to be an hour to an hour and a half before they want me at the studio, so I have to be there early. It's 3 hours out of my life to appear on TV for 3 to 5 minutes, just to put it in perspective. Now, it also means I have to prep. I have to go in and go, huh, what's the topic? Oh, it's this topic. What do I know about it on the surface? How deep do I want to go? And then, of course, it's all overkill, because you're only going to get about a minute, if you're lucky, to talk on TV. You guys have seen these interviews. So it's almost like, wow. Now, it's better when I'm on Outnumbered or something like that, and I will be doing more of that stuff too. But I'm just saying, it's a big hassle to go on. But I do appreciate you guys saying, Kevin, we want to see more of you, but wow, it takes a bite out of my day. It really does. So here's what I want to talk about. The subject today we're talking about is courage. And I wrote a piece that said 2018 is going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats. And I started that piece out by telling you that the left tell you their fears by what they brag about. And it's a truth. There is no pure courage on the left. Let me explain. And I talked about this, and I always talk about it. The left can't win a straight election. They will not do an election, you know, put their eggs in the basket of an election by saying, let's just do it on the up and up. Let's not get felons to vote. Let's not get illegal. Let's make sure there's no felons, no illegals, and, you know, no fake people getting driver's licenses that we say they can get them, or, you know, let's not check voter ID. If any of that occurred, they'd have a tough time winning their votes in the city, much less where it's purple or certainly red. Pardon me. They'd struggle. And they know this. Anyway, Chris Wallace, who's a leftist. I know he's on Fox News, and everybody thinks Chris is a... Everybody thinks because you're on Fox, you're a conservative. But Chris Wallace actually said last year that the Republicans could lose 40 seats in the House. He was on Shepard Smith reporting. It wasn't Shepard Smith who was hosting. And he gave this fake news narrative of doom and gloom for the 2018 elections. And he pointed to these recent Democrat wins in Virginia, gubernatorial elections, and the Senate special election. And he did exactly what Paul Begala did. And I played the clip of the other day. He's using these elections as these other elections as the litmus test, which means he wholly ignores all the other evidence. And the only way I can describe it is, you know, you go into a, like, imagine you're a police officer and you go into a crime scene and everybody's been shot and you see a knife laying over there with no blood on it, a machete, but it's got no blood on it, but it's in the middle of all these people who've been shot. And you walk over and you go, well, this is probably going to be the murder weapon. You know, that's the only thing that comes to mind. I could come up with more stuff if I was thinking on the fly and not thinking on the fly. But that's how ridiculous this is to me. And here's what he says, because I want you to understand how stupid even guys like Chris Wallace, how they sound. So he says, you see a very energized Democratic base, especially among suburban women, young people, and minorities. Now, I'm going to stop just for a second and ask you this. What in the world do you think has happened since 2016, November 2016, that's energized suburban women, young people, and minorities? Name me one thing. Is the Bernie Sanders effect in play? We'll talk about Bernie later, too. He made an interesting New Year's tweet. But what's that? Are women energized over Hillary Clinton? What? Has Donald Trump taken away their ability to get abortions? What are these? There's nothing to point to this. But hey, at least he went further than Begala, who just said it's these elections that they should be weighing themselves on. But he says they're energized. And he says we're an eternity away. It's 11 months, but it's going to be a tough election for Republicans. And obviously, any effort for the president to pass his agenda would really be put in jeopardy were Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats take back control of the House. That has 0% chance of happening. You heard it here. But Wallace isn't the only guy. This is a strategy for the left, folks. I read this piece on 538, which is, you know, supposedly all the talks about the number of people that we care about in politics, 538 people. House, the Democrats, and the presidency. And it said, Democrats had a really good night on Tuesday, claiming Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races, flipping control of the Washington State Senate, and possibly also Virginia House of Delegates, passing a ballot measure in Maine that would expand Medicaid, winning a variety of mayoral elections around the country, and gaining control of key executive seats in suburban New York. Now, what's funny? Key executive seats in suburban New York. Leftists, mayoral elections, what do they think? What? Where do you think mayors are? They're in big cities. Who runs big cities? Leftists. Everything they point at is obvious. And then I love this. In this particular article, they said, and then they're dealing with a president who's got a 38% approval rating. CNN gave the following talking points. The signs are everywhere. President Trump is at 37% approval nationwide. Democrats have a massive edge in the generic ballot, including a 14-point lead in the new CNN national poll. Deep divisions exist within the GOP between Trump's the Trump wing and the establishment wing. Political prognosticators are starting to take notice. That's what they wrote. Now, I'll ask you this question. You got all these Republicans who were anti-Trump, did not want Trump as president, and so on and so forth. And President Trump, the one that the left would describe as the craziest guy on the planet, shouldn't have his hand on the nuclear button of the football, was a warmongering. You know, by the time he was going to be in office for 3 months, we were supposed to be at war with Russia, North Korea, China, and Iran, and on. I could go on. And he got 100% of the Republicans to support his tax plan. Now, that's the rift that they're talking about. For the record, the reason that the Democrats will lose in 2018 and again in 2020 is very simple. Not a single one of them voted for President Trump's tax plan. That's the first one. The second part of it is none of them have been supportive of President Trump's agenda in general, and there is not going to be a bigger backfire in political history than that. They tried to make Obamacare. Remember when they tried to make Obamacare? It was the tipping point. If you didn't favor it, it would put you in trouble during your elections and all that. Nothing. If you were against Obamacare as a Republican, you got elected. If you were for it as a Democrat, there was no guarantee you were going to get elected. It was one of the biggest marketing nonsense, political agenda items in a long time. Because it was completely misstated. And still is, by the way. The tax plan, not the same. If you didn't support the tax plan, you are in danger. So I think it was 48 or something, whatever the number, 47, 48 Democrats that did not support in the Senate. And what do we have, quite a few senators on the left, 20-something that are going to be up for re-election, 24, 25 that are Democrats. They're all in trouble, every single one of them. Any of the Congress people who didn't vote for Donald Trump's tax reform going to be in trouble. And the only thing that the Republicans are going to have to worry about is where do they put their emphasis? What sacred cow do you want to make burgers out of? Because the Democrats are going to be in big trouble over this issue. Democrats are over the moon at their prospects. But they seem to think that they're going to clear the tables and get themselves a Trump impeachment or something else. It's not going to happen. Anyway, I'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back, and we'll cover a few more issues.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about the courage to face 2018 and the Democrats pretending to have courage by saying all these things that are going to be good for them for 2018 and the elections coming up, when in fact they are so fearful. They're talking about all the GOP splintering and all these different things that are going on, and they're going to try to put the fear into you. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump's going to bankrupt us. You're not going to have a job. This economy's going to stink, and our foreign policy's reckless, and we're going to be in all these wars. And all that rhetoric leading up to where they are is going to be the problem. There's a guy's name is Christopher Cantrell, and he wrote a piece, and he was talking about, you know, all the things that the Democrats have hung their hats on. One in particular is that they are going to impeach Donald Trump. Now, you know, that's already, I mean, that's so last year, right? And it had no chance then. It certainly doesn't have any chance now. But it's only going to get worse for him. See, by November, the Mueller investigation will be even more compromised. And I'm going to share some things with you, and I'm not going to do it this segment, but in the next hour, that are going to show you that this Mueller investigation has become a joke in and of itself. They're the Podesta boys. Anybody want to tell me when's the last time you heard a story about the Podesta boys? I want you to remember this. On October 31st, John Podesta essentially said, Donald Trump's trying to tie me to the Russian investigation. No, John Podesta, you're tying yourself to the Russian investigation because you guys started this whole thing on Trump. Now, when it first came out, I told everybody, this is going to bite the Democrats in the butt. But that's what happened. The day before Podesta then said there was a conspiracy against him with Trump to tie him to the Russians, his brother resigns from the company, the Podesta Group. They effectively scuttled it. Now, why would you scuttle your company? That's where your money is made. That's where your bread is being buttered. They scuttled it. Mueller then said, you know what? I have to take the investigation into the Podesta Group. So he starts investigating the Podesta Group. This is a man who's looking for ties to Russia from Trump. He's now looking for ties from Russia to Podesta. Now, what's Podesta got to do with Trump? Nothing. Here's the irony. Manafort at the time was in cahoots with Podesta in dealing with Ukraine. That's the connection. Those two were working together. And as we all know, John Podesta is what? Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager. There's nothing to point to Trump. So there's no impeachment. There is no Russian collusion. The investigation now points back at whom? At the Clinton people. This is so crazy. So now this counter-narrative of an administration interfering with the opposition party's campaign in a way makes Watergate, which I've been saying this for a long time, Watergate looks like nothing in comparison to what these people are doing. And what's going on with the economy? Talked about it before. If you think the economy's good now, wait till November. I don't remember what the numbers were. I think we came out of 2017 at 24,006 and change. The other day when I asked about the stock market, it was 24,008. It's already up a couple hundred points. There's hardly a person in America that isn't betting that the stock market's going to continue to rise. The stock market will probably get, conservatively, another 15% bump this year. Don't be surprised if it's 20 to 25. Put some money in there and watch what happens. So, liberals, for any leftist to believe that they're going into 2018 in a position of strength, and particularly in the election cycle, they are brain-dead morons. Corporate tax cut wasn't intended as a cheap way to get votes. It wasn't intended as some benefit for employees that's only temporary or whatever. It was meant to spur the economy, to inspire people to invest and put money back in, etc. It is not meant to be a temporary fix to curry favor. And that's what the left doesn't understand about Donald Trump. This isn't like something where he's like, you know, this will make people feel good. They got a couple of extra bones in their pocket. He sees this is the fundamental restructuring of this economy back to the way it was. Anyway, when corporations start doing things like buying back their stock, when they did in the Obama years, with the taxes and regulations and headwinds from leftists, you know, sue and settle shenanigans, they had nothing better to do with their money than to put it back into the companies. Go back and look, if you don't believe me, go back and look at the number of corporations during the time of Obama who did stock buybacks. They said, you know what, we don't have anywhere to put this money. So let's put it back into the company. Let's not put it into R&D. Let's not put it into expansion. Let's not put it into new products. Let's not put it into whatever, marketing. And now go look at all the companies now, we've got a handful just from the tax rebate that said, here you go. And I'm just telling you, when you look at the number of people who now start investing more money in R&D, new products, marketing, etc., it'll blow your mind. And 35% corporate tax rate gone, 21% tax rate, expensing of capital expenditures is going to radically change the behavior of corporations, and it's going to put them back into that mode, what I'm going to call beast mode. where you feel like, okay, we can finally, you know, let this engine loose. You know, take the governor off of this engine. We can let it rip. We got the right tires. We got the right drivetrain. We got the right everything. You know, we got it all. We got our fuel mixture just right. We're ready to drag on down, you know, drag race. Hit those kind of speeds. Anyway, establishment Republicans got the message. They're on board. Democrats are starting to, you know, even look at this and go, wait a minute. I mean, I can't tell you. Who was it? There was somebody just recently. It was like a real departure from the norm. But it was somebody that was like, you know, I got to give it to Trump. This has just been amazing. I don't remember who it was, so it's no sense focusing on it. But I'll tell you this. There was a high-level Democrat, a person who I would call either anti-Trump or would never have voted for Trump, who said recently, I got to hand it to this guy. He's been miraculous. But the Republican establishment around these anti-Trumpers, they know the difference between Donald Trump and George Bush. Think about it. How many of us went into when George Bush beat Al Gore and we were like ecstatic, yay, we got us a Republican in there, and now we know what we know about George Bush, and forget what you know about George Bush from a, you know, ideological perspective. Just look at the results of where Trump is versus Bush and ask yourself, would you even mention this guy's name in good company? I mean, it's a slap in the face to mention Trump's name with Bush in terms of comparison, because Donald Trump has outperformed this guy in droves. Why even make the comparison? And so every time we talk about this subject, you know what I remind people of? What it means to be a winner. See, it takes courage to say, I'm going to take a group of people who don't like me, who are fighting against me, and I'm going to turn them my way. And that's what Donald Trump did. And he did it by being a winner. See, when you have the courage of your convictions, people leave you alone. I could tell you story on story where a person said, you know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, but where a person said, I don't care what you think. This is what I believe. You're not changing my mind. And people, well, you can watch their body and they back off like, wow, he's serious. Yeah, serious. I think about how these Republicans have learned this new thing that they've never. I can tell you in the if you've been into politics for 30 years, you've learned nothing new. You don't understand what it's like to be a winner. You go along to get along. I'm talking about even as Republicans, you go along to get along. But I smile when I relive November the 8th, 2016, the night that the Democrats thought Hillary Clinton was going to get coronated. They had no concept of losing. They'd won for 8 years, so why should things be different? And the loss provided the left with an eye-opening, brain-engaging experience because it had been 16 years since they felt anything close. And that was when Bush beat Gore. But that loss didn't compare to this one. And interestingly, they ignored all these other signs, like I've talked about before. And since his election, President Trump has had the courage to reverse almost every major Obama policy. EPA decimated as the U.S. shifted its energy policies back. He rolled back the EPA, gutting Obamacare. He released an estimated $2 trillion back into the economy. Now he gets his tax cuts. What the Democrats predicted was Armageddon, the cry of woe that has become so standard now for them, nobody hears it. And now they're going to get their butts kicked.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.